This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From Los Angeles, from Boston, and from some beach in New Jersey. This is the...
Don't call that name a Victoria, please.
What? It is. It's Victoria Beach. Victory Beach for Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on today's DJB program. Today being Wednesday, the 8th of July. Time for, as Jennifer describes it, a Chinese trifecta. All right, so we're going to Wuhan. We're going to get the Rona. What treatment are we getting here?
Listen to you, the Rona. It's like what the cool kids call it. Right. The White House actually yesterday moved to officially withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization. We knew this was coming. They said it was coming. But a senior administration official confirmed that yesterday they notified Congress, the administration notified Congress, that they are officially breaking ties with the World Health Organization.
But California objected. California wants to stay in the World Health Organization.
I have a hard time. Again, if we take the politics out of it, whether it's President Trump who's initiating this or not, there was such a misinformation campaign from the World Health Organization that they need to get it together before the United States goes back in. And this may not be a permanent thing, but certainly why would we fund an organization that you could argue led to the deaths of thousands of Americans?
Millions.
Millions of people around the world.
Yep.
Because of their misinformation.
Why does it even exist? Why isn't everybody just withdrawing so that they go out of existence? I mean, everybody knows what the story is at this point, don't they?
In a perfect Europeans. World, there's a need for the World Health Organization to provide good information to people for the good of the public health. But if they're being subverted by one of their governing bodies, then it's time to go. And in this moment, this is when the United States funding matters, because our leadership, it filters down.
We fund everything.
So,
what do we pay? 40% of the bill at the UN, that kind of stuff, and still tuck it to us.
I think the other countries of the world need to see this so that they start to follow suit, and then you're going to force the change if the World Health Organization wants to stay around and relevant.
Yeah. All right. So that's number one in the Chinese trifecta. What's number two?
Number two is maybe the administration actually hearing us. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, yesterday came out and said that the Chinese are aiming to be the world's only superpower. Christopher Wray gave a speech at the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C. He laid out in more detail on the Chinese threat, and it's more detail from the Chinese than the FBI has ever talked about in an open forum. We don't know what they say behind closed doors, but publicly at least, this was pretty kind of groundbreaking.
Why is this news to anybody? Why would not the average person at this point in our lives understand
the
Chinese are our enemies? I don't even like that word, but we do apparently have enemies, and they are our enemies. So why would we want our drugs made there? Why would we want our electronics made there? Why would we want to do business with them? Why is this such a difficult concept for people to grasp? I don't get it, honestly.
Well, also the personal protective equipment, because the big story right now in California where I live is that Gavin Newsom spent $1 billion to buy masks and things from the Chinese, and now we're running short on supplies again. So guess who's going to get the call? Instead of doing what we should be doing, which is getting American companies to make masks, and they are, like, the fashion industry is making masks, but they're making masks that we wear. They're not wearing masks that healthcare workers wear. They're not making masks that the N95 masks that need to be given to frontline workers. So why wouldn't we have American industry take this over instead of relying on the Chinese? But here we are, back to our old ways again, having to make billion-dollar deals and fund them for all the wrong
reasons. We just aren't learning. Are we that? I mean, come on, folks. Wake up.
And it's part of the plan. So in any case, Christopher Wray talked about this multi-pronged effort that they've seen from China to take advantage of Americans and of U.S. innovation and technology, including the hack of Equifax, which we all talked about, but I think some of us have forgotten it was the Chinese, theft of sensitive military technology, pressure to self-censor, and economic coercion applied to state and local level U.S. elected officials. Christopher Wray said, if you're an American adult, it is more likely than not that China has stolen your personal data. About that, an American adult, more likely that they've done it than not. He said, our data isn't the only thing at stake here. So is our health, our livelihoods, and our security. This is, again, I'm happy to hear this from Christopher Wray, who I admittedly have had some doubts about. He said that they've reached the point now where the FBI is opening a new China-related counterintelligence case approximately every 10 hours. They're looking at something new with China. So this is the latest of this pressure campaign. The National Security Advisor is Robert O'Brien. He talked about similar points in a speech that he gave in Arizona in June. Mike Pompeo, William Barr, they've also talked about China. Christopher Wray said Americans should keep three things in mind. So number one, Chinese leaders believe they are in a generational fight to make China the world's only superpower by any means necessary. Number two, Beijing uses a diverse set of methods to achieve its goals, including economic espionage, intelligence gathering, pushing for censorship at universities, and malign foreign influence, referring to some of the covert attempts to make powerful people advocate for China's interests in the U.S. Think about Dennis Rodman in North Korea for a second. Number three, China is taking advantage of America's open system while preserving its own closed system by working through private Chinese companies to achieve state goals. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Remember the documentary that was done that won, I think, the Academy Award about the Chinese company that came to Phoenix or one, the Obama's,
the factory,
the first thing,
right?
The factory, right, yeah. Yep. Where they made glass and how they, the Chinese came in and took it over. They claimed at the beginning they were going to have all American management, which they did for 6 or 8 months, and then they fired all the Americans and brought Chinese over to run the plant. The people there unionized and they couldn't stand the cultural differences between the management and the documentary tried to paint some of the Chinese that were working there in a favorable light, and I think that's okay when it comes to the average person. But when it comes to the management, when it comes to the things that are used that manipulate people and their ideas, I mean, I was taken back by a number of different things. The way they portrayed pretty much all of the Americans as fat and kind of lazy. It bothered me, and it had nothing to do with the Obamas. The whole thing bothered me. The fact that the Chinese would buy a company and take it over, and the way they ran it, and this in light of all of the things that we know about what the Chinese are trying to do. We have fallen. We have done. We are our own worst enemy when it comes to this. We really are.
And then we forget. We get all judged up about something, and then what's California doing?
We're too busy talking about what's on page six. Yeah, right. By the way, there was an I'm not sure. I think it was a suburb outside of Chicago. Yesterday, there was a big fight at a Home Depot because somebody was outside selling masks, face masks, that read, "I believe in white power." So you can imagine how that went over in the parking lot of a Home Depot. Why do people even do that stuff?
To get headlines. So
yeah, I suppose. Maybe that's what it is. So speaking of that, we got the third one. Yeah, please.
The news doesn't end here. Are you
number
kidding?
Three.
All right, three is something I think maybe you guys touched on in the technology report, but Mike Pompeo told Laura Ingraham on Monday that the Trump administration is looking at a ban on TikTok, which is an app from China, and this has been absorbed so quickly by kids. Kids are so into this app, just kids. I mean, hours, if you'd let them, just sucked in video after video after video.
A lot of celebrities,
oh, my God. So lawmakers have now said that the Chinese government could use TikTok to not only meld the minds of young people, but to harvest data from Americans. That's really what the danger is.
Yep.
And that this is accelerated worldwide. In fact, India just recently banned TikTok. TikTok said it will pull out of Hong Kong in response to their new national security law, because guess what? The Chinese don't want TikTok, and they're the ones that run it. The move comes, of course, as military tensions between China and the U.S. in the South China Sea have really started to increase. And Mike Pompeo said to Laura Ingraham's viewers that they should know that the administration is taking this seriously. They're looking at the relation with Huawei, obviously, ZTE, another one of these companies, and they say that TikTok is right on par with one of those groups. So,
well, what are they going
to
do about it?
Keep in mind if you're a parent.
What are they really going to do about it?
I don't know.
Do we ban it?
Ban a social media platform. It's going to be tough, but at some point, I guess something to talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, and good luck to all the parents trying to tell their kids to get rid of TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if parents want to deal with that right now.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same thing where, you know, we're having the parenting that comes from China, if you will. Tell people not to buy things made in China, not to use whatever it is that you make in your life that you're using. It's hard to disassociate ourselves from it because we've allowed them to creep into everywhere for the one reason only, because we're greedy.
And they're smart because they get these kids hooked on it, and they know these fast, powerful videos draw people in, and they spend so much time there. So now you've got a generation of kids who are addicted to TikTok, and now their parents are going to have to explain where it went.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they do a good job, because there are plenty of good reasons to, you know, if you care about your country, care about your family, care about your lives, then you better be paying attention to this. Meanwhile, the geniuses in Los Angeles County are trying to figure out how to find businesses that don't comply with the guidelines. How are they going to do that, Jennifer? How are they?
Gavin Newsom's cool strike force, which is like members of OSHA and the Highway Patrol, they're going to go after businesses who are not following guidelines. And instead of giving them a warning, they're going to just start with fining. And this is a problem for restaurants who have been trying to keep up with the guidelines. And, you know, this may be the final straw. It's just making it more difficult for businesses
to
operate.
This is part of the Chinese system. Instead of a hat trick, there's a four-prong or five-prong approach, because the Chinese are behind the virus, and all of the things that has not only disrupted our society here in our country, but around the world, but they're also, I think, responsible for the stirring the pot with Black Lives Matter in the way that this, not that it, I'm frankly, somebody asked me this at a gathering the other day, was I happy about Black Lives Matter? I looked at him, I said, it's kind of a strange way of asking the question. Am I happy we're addressing the problems? That's the better question. And the answer is yes, because they've gone unnoticed or unheeded or unworked for way too long. For years we've been talking about that here in this program, and in my personal life I've been talking about it. But the way to fix it isn't the way being at least adhered to by some. And I think some of these disruptions, you can, you know, if everybody wants to blame George Soros, I don't know whether he's to blame or not. I don't know what his connection is, if any, to China, but I know the Chinese are behind it. In some way, shape, or form, excuse me, the Chinese are up to their mickeys in that disruption, and they will continue to disrupt right through the election. All the problems that we have in this country right now can be directly connected. The dots are direct between us and them. And anybody who doesn't think that is foolish. That is no other conclusion anybody who has any intellectual capacity at all can come up with when you look at the scenes, whether it's the visible, obvious things or behind the scenes. They are responsible and will continue to do whatever they can at our expense. They just will. So why you want to do business with them, why you want to buy things made in China, all you're doing is hastening the end of America as we know it. So with that, here's something that's not made in China, made in America. Power swabs, brighten your teeth, whiten that smile. If you're drinking coffee, tea, red wine, any of those things, and you've tried with other tooth whitening products to get your teeth back to that place where you really like looking at yourself in the mirror, that stuff doesn't work. Well, scratch that. It does work, but it damages your enamel so that what they call the dentin, which is the basic core structure of your teeth, gets exposed, and that's where all cavities come from. Root canals, having the teeth yanked, all that. If you don't have protective enamel to protect your teeth, then you're going to lose it. So go to powerswabs.com, use the DJV10 code, and get this white.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Jonas Boys, what do they call them? The Jonas Bros?
The Joe Bros.
The Joe Bros, okay. Mm-hmm. They're in the music news for this Wednesday as we focus on music in this portion of every hour of the DJV program. So Victoria and I have for you a little, a tidbit, a little gossip here and there. They are postponing the memoir that they were writing indefinitely. They've apologized to their fans who expected to read Blood, a memoir by the Jonas Brothers, for their fall book club, because the group just pushed back the release date again. It's important to us that our memoir is perfect and that we share it when the time is right. Because of that, we're taking some extra time to write our story. Really? People care about the Jonas Brothers?
Are you kidding? Oh my God, yes.
Families?
Huh? Well, why does anyone care to read someone's memoir? You know?
You want me to write one? Do you think people would read a memoir?
I think you've had a lot of interesting stories. Sure, why not?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why. I know that you're not the Joe Bro audience, but
no.
Oh my gosh, their fans are going to go nuts over that. It's the real story of how they started, and then more importantly, how the breakup happened. That's really the dirt.
I thought
they were
back together.
They're back together now, but they broke up so abruptly. They were in the middle of a tour, and they just called it quits. And it's not just the band breaking up.
Was it Joe, Nick, Kevin? Who is responsible for the breakup?
Well, that's what's in the book. That's what everyone wants to find out.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not just a band that broke up. These are three brothers who are in a really closely knit family, and so the fans were just totally blindsided when they broke up.
So now the book's not coming out until October. And that date may not even be honored.
Yeah, it might be pushed further than that.
Pushed back. So they're still writing. How long does it take once you write something like this for it to get published? How long does it take to go through the works of getting it all done, I wonder? getting a book published.
Yeah. Don't know.
Anyway.
When you write yours, let us know.
Okay, I'll let
you know. I don't know how long it takes. Probably a long time. It's also three of their perspectives, so that's a lot of information.
Well, they're taking all three of the perspectives individually. Is that a chapter for each?
I don't know how it's structured, but I know that all three of them are working with Neil Strauss, who wrote the bestseller, The Dirt, which is Motley Crue's story, and that got turned into a movie on Netflix. So, I'm assuming it's going to be done the right way.
The Joe Bros, I can imagine, will make a movie. I get that. My friend Tucker is friends with one of them. I can't remember which one. I think it's Joe, but maybe it's not that. Anyway, interesting group. This book is described as a totally unfiltered memoir about three brothers who learn that blood is thicker than fame. And that is, what's the old, blood's thicker than water? I can't imagine having a family member to whom you would not speak. And I know there are a lot of families like that, Victoria. People who just, you know, they don't want to talk to them, so... I don't understand how you don't make those things right. All right, next up, if you're a fan of Billie Eilish, listen up. You've heard her gush on numerous occasions about her love for The Office, the TV show. Well, she's putting her quarantine time to good use by helping the cast of this sitcom do a deep dive into the history of the show on a 12-part podcast called An Oral History of The Office. A series be hosted by show star Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin Malone, and feature commentary by Eilish. The series will drop next week on Spotify with the first three episodes, followed by a new episode every Tuesday after that. The series goes back to the beginning when co-creator Ben Silverman met with the creator of The Office, Ricky Gervais, at a Starbucks in Soho to talk about adapting this mockumentary sitcom for American audiences. Podcast covers casting, storylines, big moments in the show, the cast and the crew, Steve Carell, John Krasinski, Ryan Wilson, Jenna Fisher, Angela Kinsey. Is it Kinsey? I don't know.
Kinsey, yep.
Yeah. Eilish has never been shy about her love for the series, which came to a peak last year when Ms. Wilson visited her home to
Rain
play
Wilson's
around.
A guy. He's an actor, yeah. He played Dwight, yep.
Play
he visited
trivia.
Her, and people are obsessed with this show. I am not a person who's obsessed with The Office. I like the British one better, but I'm in the vast minority. Most people love it, so I'm sure this is going to be very popular.
I like Krasinski. There's something about him that I find very, very appealing as an actor, as a person. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House press secretary asked by reporters about a book coming out by President Trump's niece.
No response other than it's a book of falsehoods, and that's about it.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking to reporters outside the White House. Mary Trump claims in her book that the president and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud.
It's ridiculous, absurd allegations that have absolute no bearing in truth.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx is blaming the surge in coronavirus cases on states that were stepping on the gas during reopening. Yesterday, Birx pointed the finger at states that reopened much more abruptly than others, especially states in the South, as opposed to states that were more conservative like those in the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Five men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. Three passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining two men who were not wearing life jackets. Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year. The latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that nine of them will become hurricanes and four of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. And a Florida woman is running for the kids. Karen Lubetsky ran 150 miles straight in order to raise money for the Childhood Cancer Project. It took the 49-year-old a little over 38 hours to run those 150 miles without stopping, raising over $12,000 for the organization. Lubetsky is an ultra-marathon runner, and since COVID-19 has canceled other races she was training for. And again, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The hour now on the Wednesday DJV program. At the helm here, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. Phil's pushing the buttons. Anytime you hear a cow, Phil's responsible for that. Let's hear it for cows. I guess I'm the only one. Okay, all right, so there's some information that people ought to have, Victoria, regarding the Environmental Protection Agency approving certain virus killers. So, again, from the government that knows all, sees all, says all, tells all, what are we hearing is better than what we'd already heard?
Well, the EPA, the EPA has approved two different Lysol products, the brand of Lysol, as effective against the COVID-19. Lysol disinfectant spray and Lysol disinfectant Max cover mist. Those are the two products that meet the EPA's criteria for use against SARS-CoV-19. Those are the only two right now, based on laboratory tests, that found that both of those products kills the virus 2 minutes after contact. So that's great news, for one. Now, there are 420 different products that are on the list of disinfectants that the EPA says are strong enough to ward off harder-to-kill viruses. However, those two Lysol products are the only two that they have effectively tested against COVID-19. So now Lysol says in a statement that they're working on expanding their other products to have the same efficacy against COVID-19. So that's good, some good news. If you can find Lysol products in the store, however, that's the bad news, because I still have yet, throughout this entire pandemic, I have not been able to find a disinfectant wipe. I have not owned a disinfectant bottle of anything except a bottle of bleach where we made our own solution. I still cannot find anything on store shelves. So good luck to you if you can go out and find some Lysol, because I have not had any luck with that whatsoever. Maybe just because I'm in New Jersey and it's a hard-hit state. I don't know. But that's been very frustrating. So now that we know about those two Lysol products, I'm sure they're going to fly off the shelves even faster.
You know, I've heard and or seen that some of these products, even though they're good virus killers, good germ killers, are not very good for us. And that is, if we breathe this stuff in.
Of course, yeah.
There's some... I'm just looking around here as you were starting talking about the EPA, and I see something about contents, you know, what the main ingredients are, and a lot of these things are made with alcohol. And if you're breathing a lot of that stuff, any good cardiologist will tell you that alcohol will hike your risk of stroke. Having alcohol in your system, whether it's this kind of alcohol, you know, there's different, I suppose, alcohol is alcohol, but there are different, there's alcohol in beer and wine and alcohol in heavy booze, but it's, alcohol is alcohol, and you get too much of that in your system, and it could put you at higher risk for stroke if you have diabetes or other things. So there's so many different complications, Victoria, of things, you know, this is good for this, but it's bad, the same thing's bad for that.
Right.
And so you get, you know, the EPA can tell us it's great to kill the bugs, but is the EPA studying it as to its impact on us if we happen to get it on our skin or if we breathe it, you know, just by mistake? But is that something that they look into? No, they're heavy-handed. Yeah, I want to know that sort of thing, frankly. The folks at Dunkin' Donuts, now called Dunkin', are going to dump out of about 450 locations, but it's a business decision. It has nothing to do with whether they're a healthy company. Matter of fact, I would like to own a company that was as healthy as Dunkin' Donuts is. But they're going to stop their stores inside the Speedway gas stations around the country because Speedway is making it difficult. They want more, and Dunkin', smarter than Speedway apparently, is going to take themselves out of the Speedway stores and open up Dunkin' Donuts stores across the street so they don't have to pay rent to Speedway. I'd say this was a pretty short-sighted move on Speedway's part. Pretty dumb, because a lot of people would go into a Speedway. You know, you can get gas everywhere, but Dunkin' Donuts is the draw, or a lot of the draw. Don't you find that to be the case where you are in New Jersey? People go out of their way?
Yeah. Well, not locally, but if I'm on a road trip, then sure, I would probably choose a rest stop or a gas station along the road that had a Dunkin' in it. But the problem, though, I always find, and I think maybe Dunkin' has considered this as well, they're never properly run, and it is a part of their brand. It's representing their brand, and they're
dirty.
Always dirty.
Yep.
They're just, I think it's bad for the brand, and I think that Dunkin' has done a really good job, especially throughout
always
the pandemic.
Have.
I think they've done a great job with their branding, the rebranding with Dunkin', the menu. There's a Dunkin' that's right near me on Ocean Ave, where we live in New Jersey, and it's the cutest, cleanest, it's adorable.
Yeah. They do a nice job.
I kind of understand the move to get. They want people to think of it as more of a destination than rather like attach it to a gas station. Yeah. It's kind of low rent, you know.
Yeah, I think that it's smart. They're very smart.
It's why you don't see Starbucks connected. Starbucks has always wanted to be a prestige brand, so they just would never attach themselves to a gas station.
I don't think anybody thinks Dunkin' is as prestigious for whatever.
It's not.
It's just marketing. It is marketing, but it's not. The quality of stuff is not as good. It's, you know, you'll go to Starbucks, the food that you might be able to buy there, you figure it's pretty good quality. Whereas Dunkin', kind of greasy, you know, that kind of sugary, that sort of thing. It's more popular taste, and the price is more popular aimed at the mid-market, whereas supposedly Starbucks is an upmarket, upscale outfit, but they sell enough coffee. The other side of it is it's a joke because they charge so much for their stuff, but they get away with it.
Yep.
So,
they
you know, help
people.
Yourself. Yeah, right.
They have tricked people for sure.
Well, speaking of that, the folks at Coca-Cola have been doing that. Both Pepsi and Coca-Cola are great at marketing. Their products suck, but their marketing is fabulous. So, and by the way, Coca-Cola owns, and so does Pepsi, pretty much every drink that you can find in a supermarket or one of the convenience stores, no matter what the brand, Coca-Cola will own it or Pepsi will own it. And thus is the case with Odwalla. Is that how you pronounce it? I see this in the store all the time.
Yeah.
Their juice and smoothies. I don't like them. I don't like the taste of them. I don't like I don't like them. Most of those.
Back in the day when these launched, I think in the early 2000s, every single person I knew was obsessed with these because smoothies had just kind of become a thing. And everybody thought that you were drinking a whole bottle full of vegetables. And really, you were consuming way more sugar than soda.
It was
such an unhealthy thing to drink, but everybody was, I mean, multiple bottles a day. Everybody I worked with, I had one occasionally. I don't like sugary stuff, but it was amazing how
but the sugar doesn't even add to the taste. I've taken them. I've tried to make smoothies out of them. There are three or four brands. Odwalla is one of them that you see all the time, like in Whole Foods. This outfit started in 1980 in Santa Cruz, California, and then in 2001, Coca-Cola bought them for $181 million. They were competing with Pepsi-Cola, who bought Sobeys fruit and tea drinks back a year or so before that, Gatorade, that kind of stuff. And so Coca-Cola and Pepsi have great marketing. As I say, it's not about the quality of what they are selling. It's the way they market it. It's branding. It's imaging. You know, you listen to the radio and you hear some of these imaging spots, which I think are far more, really, much more effective in a quick hit, like 30 seconds or so, which we specialize in the radio. You know, there's two kind of advertising. There's the stuff that's trying to get you to buy a product. It's called direct response. And then there is the image building stuff. I talk to people when I'm talking to advertisers or potential advertisers. You know, all they want to do is sell their product. But if nobody knows what your product is, then how do you expect to sell it? And thus is the case. That's why Coca-Cola and Pepsi, maybe not quite to the same extent as Coca-Cola, but they're pretty good at it. They establish a brand. They image it. They tell you why it's good for you or better for you to buy it. And it isn't just the drinks. It's the snacks. I mean, look around. When you go to the grocery store, look at the aisle that has all of those bars, the energy bars, the protein bars. And, you know, which do you buy the brand that is good for you or the brand that you know? I've done a lot of research over the years because I don't always eat meals regularly, and I want to buy stuff that's good. The Laura bar is the one that I eat most of the time. Do you eat those? Do you know Laura bars?
I'm not a fan of granola bars. They're just all carbs.
Well, it's not for granola.
Well, I call them all granola bars, but I'm not a fan, really. But for you, if you're running around and you're outside and you're working, then yes.
Well, lately,
as a meal replacement bar, it's important.
I've been eating more nuts and things, the fruit nut combination things that you get. My kids laughed at me because I went to Harry and David had a retail store outside of Los Angeles, about 30 miles out of downtown. And I went down there last winter and I bought every, they have a nut mix, that I discovered, and it's, as a matter of fact, I think you sent it to me. Didn't you send me a Harry and David?
I sent you a gift basket, yeah, at Christmas time.
And it
I
had
love Harry and David.
Nuts. Yeah, I do too. It had those, that nut combination in it. So I went way down to, you know, this place in a mall, south of Los Angeles, and I bought every one in the store. I had cases of it. I brought home in the car. The kids looked at me. I gave a bunch of it to the kids. But it really is good. I had a whole bunch of them yesterday in the truck when I was out trying to get my hanging finished. It really is a great, you're right, it's a great brand. But again, that branding has come, you know, it's a upscale, and a lot of people don't want to buy it because they think it's too expensive. Just, they don't know that, but they think that because they see the way that it's marketed. And I think that sometimes you can, there's marketing that's good, marketing that's maybe too good. Because sometimes it just finds a niche and keeps out other people. Say, oh, I wouldn't go. It's like a lot of people say, oh, I can't afford to go to Starbucks because they charge $6 for a cup of coffee. Right? I mean, think about that. I can't afford to buy a, name the kind of car that you think you can't afford. And if you, buy one that's in good shape, it's a couple of years old, I do that. I just did that yesterday. I had my last car for a couple of years.
You needed another car?
Yeah. I'm selling the one. I keep them 2 years. I don't want any trouble with them. I know the car. I know the brand. I know how to take care of them. I keep them for 2 years, and then I sell them. Gone. Zingo. And find another one that's a couple of years old. It has low mileage, and... And that's, I can't tell you the last time I bought a new truck. I buy trucks that are the same, you know, for the farm. So often they're much older, though. The last truck I bought was a 2002. Found it. It was great shape. Bingo. Why would I, this flies in the face of all the new car advertising that we may have. Everybody's different. You have to, the new car business and the used car business, you have to have one in order to have the other. And they're both very good businesses. So you brand, and by the way, more cars, especially in the epidemic, most of the cars that are being moved are leased. They are not sold. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Most people today, at least as a result of the virus, they had all these zero down, zero no payments, yada, 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 for 3 months. Those were all lease deals. And the cars that are moving out, they expect to have, it's really interesting, a friend of mine who runs a Jeep dealership, and he said they're expecting 40% returns. Can you imagine? Hmm. Of the leases that went out in the last 3 to 4 months, they expect...
people defaulting on their lease?
Yep. They don't have the money.
That's great news. Oh.
No, it isn't. We were talking about this yesterday. What's going to happen with people in apartments? You know, they had 3 months off. Then people without a job, how are they going to pay their rent or their mortgage? You don't think that further down the line here this year, maybe the government's going to come up with some way of handling it. But we're going to have a lot of people on the street living in cars. It just, there's no...
Well, and I'll think
we
of
still
all the...
have an unemployment rate that's to the moon. And you can thank the Chinese for that, too, the Chinese government.
Well, and think about the longer ramifications. I think of more of the long-term ramifications of, if you have a repossession of your car on your
credit score.
Think about the credit crunch, that's going to happen a couple years down the road. No one will be able to get a mortgage. It's going to be like the Occupy Wall Street all over again.
Yeah. Yep. Think about that. A lot of things to think about here. Let me give you something else to think about that's good, although... when you visualize the bugs crawling around your pillows or your sheets, and you think, ooh, these things, and you see a picture of what these mites look like that are in your pillows or in your sheets and in the bed linen and the cover, the duvet cover, if you've got that, or whatever it is that, some people have bed toppers. That I don't know how you would sleep. I can't imagine not having a bed topper. Can you on your mattress? Just seems like it.
No.
Adds an extra layer of protection. Anyway, these things get filled with creepy, crawly creatures, and you want to be able to wash them all. Everything that comes from my pillow, you can wash and dry. The pillows especially, though, because that's where most of these creepy creatures are. You want to get them. You want to make sure that each month you wash them and dry them. All the products at MyPillow.com are made in America, but especially pay attention to the ones in your bed that need to be changed so that you comply with what you want for yourself. That's good, healthy bedding. Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, and save 50%. BOGO offers are going to be extended at MyPillow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm listening to this, and it sounds like you could compare this to The Rock, for example, the movie The Rock. The Bruckheimer movies have similar themes. Do you agree with that, Chuck Curry?
I do.
Yeah. And so
I don't know. I didn't look if it's the same composer, but it definitely sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. Can you say that for the John Williams scores for the movies, whether it's Indiana Jones, Star Wars, whatever? Can you tell immediately by listening to them what the franchise is or who wrote the music or who's responsible?
Not necessarily. You can to an extent. I mean, if you listen to all of them, there's bits and pieces that are intertwined to a point. But Williams has done an amazing job of keeping a lot of his scores completely separate. But the reason we play that Pirates of the Caribbean theme is, I didn't mention this last week, but Margot Robbie, who stars as Harley Quinn.
Is she related to Margot Robbie?
Yeah, Margot Robbie, right. Signing on to be the new lead in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, replacing, really? I guess, Johnny Depp will not reappear as Captain Jack Sparrow, which has a lot of fans on social media.
So is she
going to
be Captain Jacqueline Sparrow? What's
I have no idea. They'll figure it out.
I love her, though, so it must be a cool project because I think she makes really good decisions. And I love the stuff that she produces, too. And she famously was, you know, played Tanya Harding in that movie, yep. Which I thought was awesome.
She was in the movie about Roger Ailes, I thought.
Yeah, Yep, yeah. Bombshell, right?
Yeah.
It's a good. Right. It's definitely a good pick and a big paycheck for her.
So how does that change the feel? Can you tell the same story with a woman as the pirate leader as you can with a man? I'm not judging. I'm just asking the question.
Well,
will the story be the same? Well,
it
they're
would be
all
a different.
All those pirate stories
I don't know,
are the exact same thing.
I don't know if you saw all those Pirates of the Caribbean films. The first one was good, and it was very original. And the rest of them are pretty much bloated. Bloated movies with a really quirky, fun performance by Johnny Depp. It's the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Depp now plays Johnny Depp whenever he's in a movie. That's his.
He was playing Keith Richards, and now he's just that's who he is now.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So I'm wondering about social media. We've been talking about when the movie theaters are going to reopen. And the pressure that's being brought to bear. Any of you who look up any movies or what's going on with movies, you just look for reopening. You'll see lots and lots of comments about people who are kind of fed up with waiting and wondering why there aren't theaters opening up. They don't seem to understand, Chuck, because there's no product around for the movie theaters. You know, people that want to go, they don't get, they just think all this stuff happens automatically, I guess. Right? Do you think that
here's the problem is that there is some product in the pipeline. You got Chris Nolan's Tenet, which is a big movie over at Warner Brothers. You got Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman 1984. There is some product in the pipeline, and going forward, there will be. The question is, will the studios pull a trigger on releasing it? Because if people don't show up, they will lose a lot of money, and it's a safer bet for the studio to hold it. Probably 2021, if this is all over. But no one really has the answers. It's a lot of punting, Doug, a lot of kicking the ball forward, and hopefully this eventually goes away. So I don't know the answer.
I think there is some question about what will sell. Will we have movies like Jaws or some of the horror movies that you like? Is that the bill of fare? Will the public's taste change? Because I know what I like. And I like to go to reasonable action figures that don't have a lot of gore in it. And I like story movies, some of the more subtle things that have come out, just good stories that you call them art house movies. Those movies,
right.
I think, are great. Some of are they going to do a lot of remakes? Because there doesn't seem to be anything new in Hollywood. I mean, that's the thing. That's going to be a heck of a crapshoot for these people in these theaters, I would think.
Well, I got a quick question for you. Let's just say there was no corona and Wonder Woman 1984 opens this weekend. Probably do $150, $175 million opening
Easy.
Weekend.
Easy.
What do you think it would do? What do you think it would do now if it opened with corona? Right now, this weekend, what would it do? You tell me. I'd say it only does maybe $75. Maybe. I don't know.
If they're lucky, right, because people are distancing. Right. They don't want to hear. They're going to wait for it to come out on TV. And the people who are liking the stuff that comes out in the small screen don't necessarily have the experience of watching things on the big screen. I think if you're used to watching movies on the big screen, it's anticlimactical to watch them on a TV screen at home. It just is.
I agree.
Me.
Everything is, you know, human beings are creatures of habit. And that's why companies spend a lot of money to advertise, to get people into a habit. Once they're out of that habit, we'll have to see where that goes.
Exactly. Advertise. That's a good idea. Why don't you do that here on the DJV show?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.